Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York, and these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that today you find inspiration in something you hear, only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today I'm going to begin a series of messages from the significant mountains of the Bible. The first of those mountains are the two peaks of Mount Ararat, where it is biblically understood that Noah landed the ark in this mountainous region. So come on, let's dive in. Mount Ararat is what is considered to be two volcanic peaks in the extreme territory of eastern Turkey, very close to the Iranian border. The mountain range itself is about 25 miles in diameter, and the larger of the two peaks reaches almost 17,000 feet above sea level, while the other peak reaches about 13,000 feet. In 1829, a German explorer made the first successful ascent to the mountain. And since then, there have been many explorers in whom now believe that they have sighted the remains of Noah's Ark, his house, and the altar he built unto the Lord. Now, when you think about Noah's Ark, you have to think about the flood, or what many would call the deluge. Two things I want to emphasize. Number one, the flood was imminent. The skies were clear overhead, the sun was rising and setting. Jesus said men were marrying and giving in marriage. Business was going on as usual, and there were no signs of impending judgment, much less rain and stormy skies. God gave no forecast, no thunder, no raindrops other than the ark itself. And yet the people rejected and neglected the warnings from a foolish old man and his family who was building that boat. Number two, the flood was irreversible. Men and women and children would lose their lives. Entire generations of families would be wiped off the earth. The earth itself would be forever shaped by this massive force of flood waters. Nothing would ever be the same, and everyone perished except for Noah and his family. Fossil records indicate massive volcanic eruptions, changes in climate, and shortened lifespans are all a result from the flood. The earth would forever be changed. Noah's experience walking out of that ark must have been tragic and disheartening. It was desolate and without life. Dr. Henry Morris states the lands that had once teemed with animals and people and lush vegetation had been replaced by a desolate wilderness. Scattered around on the land were occasional rotting carcasses and skeletons of the animals and people doomed in the waters of the flood. A vivid reminder of the ungodliness of the antediluvian world and the fate from which God had delivered the survivors. See, what Noah saw didn't stop him from his second building project, an altar unto the Lord. Noah took the very best of his livestock and offered them unto the Lord. Noah's altar of worship released an aroma that inspired God to make a covenant of promise upon the earth. The impact of that covenant was this: God would establish a new beginning on the mountains of Ararat. God would eventually restore Noah and his family, and the earth would once again be filled with life. Mount Ararat points us to the value that God places on human life, specifically the kind of life that is meant to reflect his glory and his image. When we live lives of obedience as Noah did, we find favor with God, and he is able to bring us through the storm, landing us on top of a mountain of new beginnings, of second chances. See, this mountain speaks of the nature of our God, a God of second chances. This would not be the last time God would give humanity another chance, for the Bible is full of second chance stories just like this one. And he is not done pouring out his grace and mercy. God's judgment is real and terrible, and it's something that no one will ever want to experience. So that's why grafted into the biblical story is a message of mercy triumphing over judgment, where God grants the grace you need to get a second chance. So are you feeling like God has forgotten you? Do you feel God is silent in your storm? Do you sense that the devastation of your life is beyond repair? Well, can I say that God values your life so much that he chose not to forget you when he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ. In his gift of life and death, each of us now have the promise of grace and mercy, of eternal life. He won't revoke that promise. He won't revoke the promise of his faithfulness in your situation. For God wants to establish a new beginning for you. God is for you, and he wants to bring a new beginning into your life. One of mercy that triumphs over judgment. One of a promise fulfilled. One where God's blessing makes a big deal out of your life. He wants to sustain you, protect you, and he wants you to enjoy your life. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a comment, let others know about this. But God loves you. And if you are looking for a church, come on, visit us at Awaken Church. You can find us out on awakenrome.com for more information. Or better yet, just visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.